Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So I want to talk about why you should be taking CoQ10. I talk about this a lot, right? CoQ10, ubiquinol, is the most common form that I suggest. I call it a foundational supplement. And what I mean by a foundational supplement, there's four of them, by the way. What I mean by that, these are supplements that really are essential to being a healthy human. They're must-haves. And unfortunately, you're not going to get a high enough amount of these nutrients, these four foundational supplements, from food. It's just food's not enough. Please eat the healthy, organic-based diet, plant-based diet. Yes, yes, yes. All that's true, but you're just not going to get enough of these core nutrients that help you to be a healthy human, and CoQ10 is one of them. It is a foundational supplement. Those four, by the way, multivitamin, omega-3 fish oils, the CoQ10 that we're going to talk about here, and the probiotics for gut health. Why is CoQ10? Now, by the way, this topic came up because I talk a lot about CoQ10. I talk a lot about it being a foundational supplement. And I on the radio shows, lectures. As a matter of fact, I was doing a lecture last week in Northern California, and somebody just asked, okay, so I get it. We need to take it. It's foundational. It helps with cell energy production. All that kind of stuff sounds great. But what does it really do? And that's what I want to talk about today. Not so much the clinical research, but I want to focus on the physiology of CoQ10, or what we call in medicine the mechanism of action. It is an enzyme cofactor in the production of cell energy called ATP. What is a cofactor then, right? So if CoQ10 is a cofactor, what is it? By the way, CoQ10 stands for coenzyme Q10. The co is the cofactor part. What is a cofactor? Well, these are compounds that help enzymes run. And enzymes are important because without enzymes, all of these reactions that occur in your body, like the contraction of a muscle or the production of cell energy, they would take so long to happen that you couldn't live. So enzymes speed up the biological reactions so that we can live, and cofactors like CoQ10 help the enzymes. They're the enzyme helpers. Here's the thing, as you and so inside the cell, inside the mitochondria, the powerhouses, you have CoQ10, and CoQ10 is helping the enzymes that run the reactions that make ATP. That's cell energy, adenosine triphosphate. Here's the thing. With each decade of life, you lose a ton of CoQ10. I mean, I've seen different statistics here, you know, maybe starting in your 30s. Each decade of life, you lose maybe 5%, 10% of your CoQ10, whatever it is. By the time you get into your 60s, your 70s, you've lost a significant amount of this important enzyme cofactor in the production of ATP cell energy, which means, yeah, your cells can't make energy. And if the cell can't make energy, it can't function. And if you can't function, yeah. Well, if the cell can't function, you can't function. If you can't function, things just aren't very good. I mean, that's just kind of the end, and that's how it all ends for most of us. So here's the thing. So let's go back to this idea. Well, what is it really doing then? What is it doing as a cofactor? Well, in order for your body to make ATP, you need, as I mentioned already, the mitochondria. Those are the powerhouses. You need some sugar, glucose. You need some oxygen, O2. You need electrons, and you need hydrogens. So those are the basic ingredients in the production of ATP. Here's how it basically works. So you got to picture the cell, and inside the cell, within the cell membrane, are these separate little organelles, we call them, called mitochondria. Inside the mitochondria, you have the sugar, you have the oxygen, you have the electrons, and you have the hydrogens all kind of concentrating there. And here's how it works. Hydrogen will build up on one side of the mitochondrial membrane. And hydrogen is for the most part, is just a proton. So it has a positive charge. So you get this big buildup of positive charge, a bunch of hydrogen ions on one side of the mitochondrial membrane. Then these pores, these little channels within the mitochondrial membrane will open up, and because you have this big buildup of the hydrogen on one side, they all go rushing through the pore to the other side. That releases energy, and that energy is then used to make adenosine triphosphate, ATP. And that, of course, is the energy currency of the body. So just real quick again, just make sure we got all this straight. Hydrogen ions, which are a plus sign, build up on one side of the membrane in the mitochondria. These pores open. They rush through. That releases energy. You make ATP. Well, the question then is, well, how do the hydrogen ions build up? That's kind of how I started this scenario, right? The hydrogen ions build up on one side. Well, how do they get there? Well, they get there because they're pumped. And they're pumped because of the electrons. Remember, that's another one of the ingredients here. The electrons allow the pumping of the hydrogen ions to accumulate on one side. So you build up all those hydrogen ions. So when they rush back through, you can make ATP. So what's critical to the production of ATP is that hydrogen ion concentration on one side, which is driven by the electrons. That's where CoQ10 comes into play. CoQ10 is an electron transport cofactor. So it's involved with managing those electrons. Without CoQ10, you lose the electrons. Without the electrons, you don't build up the hydrogen. Without the hydrogen, you don't make the ATP. That's the physiology of CoQ10, the mechanism of action. When you have optimal levels of CoQ10, you have optimal levels of electrons, which means you're going to build up all of the hydrogen ions on one side, which means they're going to rush back through and you're going to make a whole bunch of ATP. But each decade of life, you lose the CoQ10, which means you don't have enough electrons, which means you don't build up the hydrogen and you don't make the ATP. That's the physiology of CoQ10 and why it's so important. Now, I could go into now understanding that with optimal levels of CoQ10, you make more ATP. I mean, that's the take-home message, and that's important because ATP is cell energy. The more ATP, the better the cell functions, the better you function. That's the connection. With each decade of life, you lose the CoQ10, you lose ATP production, the cell can't function, you can't function. That's the connection. This is why I really believe CoQ10 is a foundational supplement, and all of us, starting in our 30s, really should be taking it. I think the appropriate dose for CoQ10 is probably somewhere to start, for most people, maybe in your 30s, let's say 40s, about 100 milligrams a day. Maybe up to 200. I actually take 200 milligrams a day based on some research. Research for the heart, the brain. I don't know if you know my story. Remember, I was a radiologist in my past life, so I was exposed to a lot of radiation. I'm a little worried about some of my cells, cancer risk, so I take CoQ10 just to keep my cells healthy. So I take 200 milligrams, and I'm in my 40s. But most of you can probably do 100 milligrams in your 30s and 40s, right? As you get into your 50s and 60s, you might want to bump that up to 200. And you get into your 70s and 80s, you might even consider 300 to 400 milligrams. Now, here's three things I want to mention, though. If you have heart disease or cardiovascular disease of any kind, you want to start probably at 200, maybe even go up to 400, depending on how severe it is. If you have any sort of neurological issue, you might want to be in about 400 milligrams to 600 milligrams of CoQ10. And if you have cancer, you're probably going to be in the 600 to 800 milligram range, because we want to keep the healthy cells really healthy in the setting of cancer. So that gives you an idea of dosing. Also, there's two forms of CoQ10. One is called ubiquinone. That's the old form. Don't take that one. Take ubiquinol. It ends with O-L. That's going to get into your bloodstream a lot more, and it's going to give you the best effect. It's going to build up those electrons. You're going to build up those hydrogens, and you're going to make a ton of ATP when you take ubiquinol CoQ10. There are some other energy nutrients that I think are important, things like carnitine, D-ribose. There's another one I've talked about, PQQ. Do you remember that one? Those are important too, but it all begins with CoQ10. Without it, you're not going to make enough ATP to function. So take it every day. It's foundational. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.